It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to courtside for today's play-by-play. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kurt Tillman back in studio. And when we say we're going to take you courtside, usually the broadcasters, we're usually in a nice spot up in the bleachers or a nice little area. Now, I'm not saying this is a bad area. This is actually one of my favorite spots I've gotten all year. I am actually, like, literally on the court. I'm a foot from the baseline. When someone's throwing the ball in, I could have a chance of probably getting hit from it in this corner. I have no better view than right here on the court. And so what that means, you guys are also going to get a great experience back at home as we get set here for Twin Valley League tournament play. As we get set with our first game of the morning at 10 a.m. with Axel and Washington County girls. And then at our 11:30 boys game, we'll have Donovan West and Onega. Both of these games should be tough ones for both of these teams. Axel, the number 8 seed, Washington County, number 9. If you put things over, look at the boys. The Donovan West Mustangs are 8, and the Onega boys are number 9. So today is going to be a very heavy morning of some great TVL basketball play. Only two games left on the day. And, of course, as things get going, Monday we'll have a quadruple header. We'll be doing a lot of coverage, whether that be with Axe or Washington County against Centralia possibly on Monday. We got other great matchups covering Donovan West, Frankfurt, Valley Heights, Onega, Axel, just all the schools that we go out here and cover, and, of course, that we bring the coverage to. So, real quick, again, thank you to our sponsors here for the TVL Tournament Basketball of 2025. Shout-out to Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, and also Medina State Bank and the Bank of Highland. We're going to take a three-minute break here, and we'll come right back to dive straight into the preview of the Washington County Tigers, the Class 1A Division 1 team against the Axel Eagle Girls, the Class 1A Division 2 team. Go nowhere. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is 92.1 KMZA Airlines, your Captain Crit and Prophet speaking here. And, of course, manning this ship today, we got Kurt Kilman back in studio. And today we're going to see a lot of sights on our trip to the TBL tournament. You're going to see a lot of great teams, Axel, Frankfurt, Valley Heights, some of the best-ranked teams in all of the state of Kansas in Class 2A, 1A Division 1, and 1A Division 2. So buckle up and let's have a great ride here in 2025 as we kick off the Frankfurt TBL Tournament. Of course, brought to you by our sponsors here, Onega Pharmacy, right off Leonard Street. Stop in for the best cherry limeade around. Also, Helena Agri Enterprise, people, products, and knowledge. And speaking about knowledge, let's get to know these teams down here on the court this morning. The Washington County Tigers, the Class 1A Division 1 team, who sits at 4-5 on the season, but they are outscoring their opponents on the year by 23 points, 423 to 400, averaging 47 points per game, 44 points per game given up. At home, they're 0-3, and neutral occasions 1-0, and overtime 0-1. They just lost an overtime game to Lynn last night. It was Jesse Hoover who had the tying score to go into the overtime. But unfortunately for the Washington County Tigers, they fell out of the loss 55-48. But now they have to turn around and play another game on Saturday, the first round of bracket play. The winner of Axel and Washington County going on to play Centralia at 6:15 p.m. on Monday in the primary gym here at Frankfurt. The Washington County Tigers, they have a lot of great players on their team. You talk about the 5A senior, Adek Gokul, who, you know, last night had more than 18 points on the game. Jesse Hoover, the 5'6" senior, who had the game-tying score last night to go into the overtime. You got a senior, Mackenzie Baker, 5'5", and actually most of these players on this team have a lot of very upper talent that leaks into the lower class. And you talk about other ones, like a starter here tonight, Dree Benz, the 5'9" junior, and also the sophomore, the 5'8" sophomore, that, and a Jokul. So a lot of these players are going to be contributing at a high rate. And when you talk about also the history against Axel, the Washington County Tigers team, last season, the last game that was played between these two teams, it was a Washington County victory of 48-32, and then right after that, it was a 44-22 victory by Axel, so they were 1-1 against each other last year. But then you go to the year prior, Washington County did sweep Axel 2-0, and then, which Axel, the win last year that they had the last time these two teams played, a perfect three-game losing streak to Washington County. So right now it's Axel who holds the winning streak against Washington County. But right now, also talking about streaks, a one-game losing streak is the Axel Eagle girls. They sit now 4-4 on the year, 1-3 in TVL play. They lost to a TVL opponent on Tuesday in the Onega Buffaloes. Had a chance to cover that game, 38-34. And I'll tell you what, Onega absolutely shot the lights out of the gym. I had a chance to talk to the Onega head coach, Craig Boswell, and he said that was the best shooting game of the season. And the Eagles, they were just the fate of it. They had to really defend that ball, and unfortunately that's not just something they weren't able to do on that Tuesday. Buckets just weren't falling for them. Buckets were falling for the other team. But we know how adjustments go, and Bradley Broxman in his third year here, he's gotten better every single season with the program. They've improved every single year under him, and this year will look to probably be no different, and he will have his team quickly adjusted and getting ready for this TBL play with tons of great players on his team. Natalie Strothman, the 5'8 junior, is averaging 12 points per game and 10 rebounds per game. And then Maggie Strothman, the number 34, the 5'10 freshman, who's right now averaging 11 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. Both those girls having pretty good nights last Tuesday, but some pretty good the best scorers from Tuesday's game against Onega, the last game that Axel played, Caitlin Detweiler finished with 12 points and 3 threes, and Reagan Hazenkamp finished with 10 points and unofficially 6 boards against Onega. And then kind of looking at, again, some of these teams that both of these teams have been able to play on the year, Washington County, they did start this year off as a good start. Last year, Washington County started off 3-0, but they weren't to league opponents. They were to non-league opponents. And then Washington County went on a 4-game losing streak. Well, this season has not actually looked too much different for this team. They started this season off with 4 games, 1 in a row. They beat Pike Valley, Wakefield, Solomon, and Smith Center. But right after that, they hit the league play with Hanover. And we know how great Hanover is. They won 64-24. And then immediately you turn around and they played Axel once already this season, losing 41-33. It's actually a 2-game winning streak for the Eagles here against Washington County. And then Washington County going on and playing Centralia, losing 61-35. Centralia, a team that just barely lost to Abilene last night, a team that's 4A. So when you talk about anyone who plays Centralia, you're playing against a team that could probably compete in the class of 3A to 4A this season, and that's just really absolutely insane to say. And when you talk about on the girls' side, you know, what's the team to look at? Who's going to be the team to beat? Well, everyone's right now looking and keying at Centralia as being one of the top teams right now in the state of Class 1A Division 1. And, of course, also Valley Heights has lost to the Tigers, and then Lynn the game from last night. We'll be back here in 2 minutes, 30 seconds for a quick break. Again, this CDL tournament brought to you by Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of people that we serve. Stay locked in 92.1. KMZ will be back in a couple minutes for the starting lineups.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And here we start the tip-off. It is Maggie Strothman taking on Addie Gokul, and it is won by the Axel Eagles before they will have the first turnover of the game, and the ball will go right back here into the Washington County Tigers. So again, here for the starting lineup, as they just kind of hurried this one, and this is in the secondary gym, so things not running as smoothly, or not, I shouldn't say as smoothly, but things just not at the level of in the primary gym with starting lineups, national anthem, and all the presentation pizzazz. They just say, "Well, we're going to send you out to the court, and you're going to play some basketball," and that's how it's going to be ran. That's the best way to do it here. Axel Eagle girls trying to get the first bucket of the game. Natalie Stroppen, one of the starters here tonight, making the own rebound and then having it turned, not turned over, but rebound underneath the basket by the Washington County Tigers on the far side by Jesse Hoover, one of the best players and seniors here on this Tigers team. Ferocious and roaring, hands it up, gets it out to Mackenzie Baker. Baker steps up to the three-point line, the near side wing, cuts it back up to the top to Jesse Hoover to the Tigers. Passing it behind her back, goes back to Maggie Luschmeyer, and the ball gets knocked out of play here. Tigers will keep the ball, though, on the throw-in. Starters here for the Tigers, coming out, Addie Gokel, number 13, Mackenzie Baker, number 3, Jesse Hoover, number 2, Adrie Benz, number 12, Anna Gokel, number 11. Turnover here for the Washington Tigers, but going down the court quickly with it, Caitlin Detweiler, getting the first points of the game. It's now 2-0, 6:51 left to go here. The Eagles are in front. Detweiler here, a freshman starter, and look at that, another steal, this time by Natalie Stroppen, and back-to-back steals here have resulted in Axel Eagle points. The Tigers have turned over back-to-back times. Again, these two teams, they've already played early on the season. Axel won. Rebound here by Detweiler once again. Detweiler quickly down the court, trying to get another quick 2 points out of transition. Could not get it for the Eagles. And then underneath, Jory Bentz on the rebound. Underneath, good assist. They're trying to get it to Gokel, but Gokel could not finish. Just a foot away from the basket. Underneath, Caitlin Detweiler makes another rebound in the game for the Eagles. Detweiler, Ellie Stroppen, number 2, Maggie Stroppen, number 34, Audrey Coastal, number 21, all here starting today for the Axel Eagles. And speaking about Coastal, she loses the ball down the court quickly for the steal. Mackenzie Baker, but unfortunately could not finish, makes her own rebound, and she'll be fouled and go up to the free throw line. And as I mentioned when I started this broadcast, welcome to KMZ Airlines. We had a quick takeoff, but here we are flying and cruising now. Again, the Eagles have the lead of 4-0, but swiftly down 4-1. As right now up to the free throw line is none other than the 5'5" senior Mackenzie Baker, one of the starters here for the Washington County Tigers. Head coach by Kurt Remiser with his 15th season. He's got 154 wins at Washington County, but 219 total wins in his career. Trying to extend that here tonight against the Eagles. Again, the Eagles have won the last two meetings here between the Tigers. Far side corner, Detweiler for the Eagles. Mackenzie Baker, she went 2-for-2 up at the free throw line. And then a rebound underneath by Mackenzie Baker gets the ball back to the Tigers. She's now got 2 rebounds in the game. Great pass underneath from Jesse Hoover to Addie Gokel. Just a foot away from the basket, finding from the wing inside the paint. And did not get the jump shot she wanted to go in, but Annie Gokel earning the opportunity to head up to the free throw line. Washington County Tigers have had back-to-back trips to the free throw line. Last one, Baker went 2-for-2. And Addie Gokel, who's up to the line right now, is 0-for-1. Trying to hit the second. And the second one bangs right off the board. It looks like there might have been a lane violation. And we'll see. It looks like it was actually a lane violation against Axel. And that will allow the Tigers to reshoot here. So Addie Gokel will have another shot opportunity. Despite the miss, so far Addie Gokel has missed 2 in a row. See if she can make the third one. And she does. She gets the opportunity to shoot another, and she makes it count. It's now a 4-3 game. The Tigers have scored 3 straight once they were down 4-0. It's now 4-3. We're back in 30 seconds. You're 92.1 KMZ. Eagles have the lead, 5.9 to go in the opening quarter.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit BlueValley.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, and here the Tigers coming out roaring with a steal right after the Axel timeout, And down the court in a quick transition, Jesse Hoover could not get the easy layup out of the steal transition. And you talk about transitional points. The Eagles have scored all 4 points off of back-to-back steals they had earlier on in this quarter. Washington County Tigers have scored all their 3 points off of free throw earned opportunities. And the actual Eagles will turn it right back over to the Tigers back-to-back times here with now a throw out of bounds, just a missed pass fired out to the far left corner. Now here, bring it to the near corner, Mackenzie Baker, just left to right of your dial. The Tigers have possession in the all black, red, and white stripes, while the Eagles, they wear the blue, or the white tops, white bombs with the red stripes. Rebound picked up by Detweiler, moving down the court here. Detweiler gets up at the top of the perimeter, and she gets it to Kostel. Kostel tries to palm it above her head. She could not. It's going to be another turnover for the Axel Eagles. Taken away by Anna Gokul. Now the far side pass to Anna Gokul. Back to her. Inside she goes, turning around, trying to go inside. Addie could not go in. She was blocked, and the ball was taken from her. Detweiler down the court now. 3 turnovers for the Tigers, 4 for the Eagles. The 4-3 game, the Eagles still have the lead. Stepping inside, Hazenkamp, and she is fouled and will go up and shoot 2. So the Tigers have earned all their points from the free throw line, going 3-4 on the game. The Axel Eagles so far have only scored off of steals and turnovers. They lead by 1-4-3 with 4:13 to go in the first quarter. But up to the free throw line is Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp. This is the first free throw in, and she lands it. 10 out of 10 landing. We'll see if she can stick the next. That's a 2-point lead here for the Eagles. 5-3. Hazenkamp goes up. That one rattles out. She goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Rebound by Jesse Hoover. Hoover out to Baker. Baker stepping back from the wing. Passes out to her left side and out of the deep corner. Get back around in the passing lane, though. The freshman down the court she goes. Head goes in for 2. Caitlin Detweiler. And you talk about this Axel Eagle team. What an extremely young, talented girls roster that they have on their team, with multiple freshmen that earn starting opportunities. Caitlin Detweiler does go 0 for 1 at the free throw line, missing the and one opportunity. Actually shooting at a team, 1 of 3. Line up by 4, 7-3. Inside pass, going to Addie Gokul. Once again, she tries to use the backboard. She makes her own rebound. She's fighting underneath with it. And there's a foul on the floor. And a Tiger will head up to the line and shoot 2. Mackenzie Baker. Well, Baker has only been serving up good so far in this game for the Tigers, as she's 2 for 2 at the free throw line this first quarter. We'll see if she can continue that streak, and she does. Got a little bit of an arm cast on that right shooting arm, but looks to be unaffected as she is nearly perfect. Well, she is perfect so far. Hopefully that's not the announcer's jinx for us. Well, oh, the ball had to think about it, but it did go in. Well, the anticipation there on the landing, but for the Washington County Tigers, they are 5 of 6 from the free throw line. All 5 points here on the game for them, earned from the charity marker. Rebound underneath by Jesse Hoover, her 3rd of the quarter. It's 7-5. Eagles still at the lead, 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Good passes inside now. And fighting for it, Anna Gokul with the rebound, but then it's fought again underneath, and we're going to get a jump ball. Inside the Eagle nest, but the Eagles, they don't get the jump ball. Jesse Hoover, the 5'6 senior, who again had the game-tying score last night to head into OT, will have the throw-in here on the near side. She looks right, she looks over top, she finds her target, Anna Gokul. She couldn't go off the backboard, and Natalie Stroppin picks up her first rebound of the game. Caitlin Detweiler down the court, faking left, faking right, now goes to the deep corner, into the game first time tonight, Ava Brockman. Brockman to Kostel, and then now we're going to hear get a foul against the Tigers. I should also mention we do have a shot clock here as the Frankfurt tournament, I believe, will have a shot clock for the entirety of all their teams, which is going to be new for most of these teams. Most of these teams not having played with a shot clock unless they've, well, played at Frankfurt this year. Looks like the Tigers will commit an offensive foul that will turn the ball right back over to the Eagles. Both teams now with four turnovers in this first quarter. Dally Strothman here to throw in, substitution out for the Eagles. Leah Stahlbaumer, the 5'5" senior, comes in the game. Stahlbaumer passes right, Strothman with it, Strothman to the deep corner. Brockman back up to Nally Strothman. Strothman takes a jump shot after dribbling 10 steps inside. And she goes in and scores two. She's got now 4 points on the game. Detweiler also has four. It's 9-5. The Eagles lead by four. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Inside pass up to the top of the free throw line. Now kicks back out to the near corner to Jesse Hoover. Hoover trying to go inside, but the ball will be turned over right back to the Eagles. The Eagles going down the court quickly with it. Drew Fentz, who had the turnover. And for the actual Eagles, Ava Brockman, the 5'10 freshman, steps up to the free throw line and shoots, and will shoot too. So a lot of freshmen on this team. Ava Brockman, Maggie Strothman, Keelan Detweiler, Morgan Hazenkamp. This team is built off youth, and in coming years, they will have a lot of depth. And here, Ava Brockman, the freshie, goes super two for the free throw line. The Eagles now on the game, shooting 3 of 5. The Tigers, they shoot 5 of 6. As again, that is their only points on the game have been from the charity marker. But see if that might get broken here by a long two from Baker off the near corner. She missed, and Allie Strothman picks up her second rebound of the game. Down court, quick transition assist for Strothman, and a point for Hazenkamp. As Hazenkamp now has 3 on the game. The actual Eagles are on a roll now as they're up 13-5. Deep three here from Washington. Manigokel, she missed though and hit the top of the rim. A rebound underneath though was from Dree Benz, and after the rebound she went up, gets fouled, and she'll go up to the free throw line. Shot goes up and shot goes out for the first free throw shot attempt here from Drea Bent. And both teams right now have entered the double bonus as there are 5 fouls that the Tigers have committed and 4 fouls the Eagles have committed. Well, the next foul for the Eagles will considerably be double bonus. And going 0-for-2 at the free throw line is Drea Bent. And that puts the Tigers here shooting 5 of 8 on the game. It's still 13-5. Shot up from Detweiler, gets rebounded underneath by Maggie Littgemeier. And then a quick transition down the court. A foul again against Dree Bent. And the Tigers have taken now 5 total trips up the free throw line in just 6 minutes and 46 seconds into this game. They must have a full night's stay because the free throw line has been nothing but booked here for the Tigers. But unfortunately, they have missed their last 3 straight free throw shots, and now they've missed their last 4 straight as Dree Benz has missed 4 straight. And Kaitlyn Detweiler makes the rebound for her 4th rebound of the game to add on to her 4 points, but a quick turnover from Axel. Both teams now have 5 turnovers on the game, and now it's the Tigers' ball. Hoover has to kick out, and it looks like we're going to get a travel the near side from Dree Benz. And Benz, they've been feeding the junior the ball, but unfortunately, it just really hasn't clicked yet for herself. Because again, she's been over for the free throw line, and then she gets a nice opportunity, screened out here on the near wing, steps back, and just travels off the shot. And now another turnover here by the actual Eagles. So you talk about turnovers, and, well, the Eagles have seen plenty in this first quarter with already 6 on the game. But they're still ahead by 8, 13-5. Turnovers have meant more, though, to the Eagles, as they have scored more off of the Hanover Wildcats. Excuse me, the Washington County Tigers. That team will be covering later on in the tournament. Getting my wrong cats confused, but don't mistake these Tigers. They can roar pretty loud, too. And talking about the Tigers, as I've said about 100 times during this first quarter, it's a free throw line attempt. Back up. Here this time for the free throw line, number 11, Anna Gokul, who misses her free throw shot. So now the Tigers, who again made four straight to start this game, have missed five straight free throw shots now continuously. And now they have missed six straight free throw shots. Hostile. You put even half of those points on the board, it's just a 13-8 game. But it sits at 13-5. The Eagles with another turnover again. Seven now on the game. The ball is getting pinballed down the court. And they're going to say as it rolls out of bounds, the last one was a tiger paw to touch. Or I guess maybe kick. Natalie Strothman with 4 seconds left here in the quarter. Goes over the top. Kostel dribbles in. Kicks out. Azenkamp with no time left in the quarter. Bangs it off the rim, and that will end the first. It's 13-5. The Eagles have the lead by 8. We're back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to live 92.1 KMZA coverage here. The DVL tournament here at Frankfort. We'll have coverage on Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I hope you guys aren't too busy next week because we're in for a great next week of basketball. This JVL tournament brought to you by Farmer Stain Bank in Onega, Modern Banking, Timeless Values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Here with it now is the Eagles, but they turn the ball right back over with an offensive foul. And that's how the second quarter will begin for them as they are up by 8, 13-5. The Eagles now with 8 turnovers on the game. The Tigers, they only had 5 turnovers in that first quarter. And really the interesting stat line here is the Tigers, they have shot 12 shots from the free throw line. They've shot about a numerous 5 or 6 from kind of the field, and they have not hit any field shots yet in this game. In fact, they're only 5 of 12 from the free throw line. They've missed 6 straight now, and, well, they're just trying to find a way to get on the board. And open to the right will be Mackenzie Baker, who attempts a 3-point shot, just the second attempt of the game by the Tigers, and it will be missed. So right now, the shooting for the Tigers just really has not been the strong. It started off really great with easy shots from the free throw line, but right now the easy ones have kind of been the hardest for them. Inside pass to the baseline. Turning around and shooting. And now he's dropped it, almost having one of the best turnaround shots I've ever seen from a baseline. And going down the court, it will be Jesse Hoover who turns the ball over with a travel. That will be the 7th turnover of the game for the Tigers. Again, the Eagles, they have 8 right now. They're still up by 8, 13-5, 6:52 left to go in the second quarter. The Eagles, they went to the free throw line a little bit too in that first quarter as well. They went up there 3 total times, and the team, they shot 3 of 5. And Kostel hits a long 2 to get herself on the board for the first time tonight. A 5'7" senior guard, number 21 for the Eagles. Up to the top, it's Legemeyer getting the first field shot and made for the Tigers. And she hits the deep wing 3. That is the first shot made from the field position for the Tigers, and it's from the deepest part of the far wing. It's actually just the third total third point shot attempted here by the Tigers in this game, and it gets stuck. The Eagles, they attempt a three-point of their own to try to respond, but Detweiler misses. Detweiler, she had three threes on Tuesday, though, but she starts this game 0-for-1 from around the perimeter. Pressure from Jesse Hoover. She finds a way to get it out, and she gets it to Baker, and Baker is fouled just a couple steps into the wing as she tries to go for a jump shot. And the Tigers will head right back into their favorite travel destination. It's the free throw line. It's currently right now booked for all the holidays for the Tigers. And the Tigers have now snapped a sixth straight missing streak from the free throw line with Mackenzie Baker. I ended it in. And Baker actually is the only one who hasn't missed a free throw shot here tonight. And as soon as I said that, she misses. But right now tonight, she's 5 of 6. So I'll take the blame for that one, but I tried to hold on to that statement as long as I could before the shot went up. But it's 15-9, up 5-6 here as the Eagles put the first points out of a transition for the Tigers. Mackenzie Baker taking control of this game already. She has got 7 points, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. But the Eagles have a quick response with Avery Pussing, the 5'7 junior. 17-11. Hutchmeyer's last three-point shot has the ball, doesn't take it, instead drives the baseline. The ball gets hit from behind, and that will be a turnover. Good steal there from the Eagles into the hands of Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler throws inside to Natalie Strothen, and there will be a foul on the floor. So in this quarter, two fouls be committed by the Eagles, and only just the first foul of the quarter here from the Tigers. That first foul committed by Jesse Hoover, her second of the game. Inside pass off to the near side. Avery Pussing. And it will be a turnover for the X-Legals. Their ninth turnover of the game. Just their second turnover here at the quarter. They're up by 6, 17-11. They came into this quarter up by 8. So far, getting outscored 6-5 in this quarter. The Tigers have finally been hitting some shots from around the field. They've had a layup shot as well as a three compared to that first quarter when it was just the free throw line. Underneath, Ludgemeyer makes the rebound for a key second chance possession. We'll see if the Tigers can take advantage in finding an inside pass. All credit there to Mackenzie Baker, who surveyed the court, looked down low. So Maggie Lidgemeyer, the freshman, was wide open, and the paint was cleared for the canvas. Get some work put on it. And here Lidgemeyer goes up to the free throw line and nails her first shot. And she nails both. A 5'11 freshman hits both free throw shots. She's got now 5 points total on the game. And now the Washington County Tigers have made now two straight free throw shots with two. County Tigers have actually shot a total of 16 free throw shots here early on in this game. They've taken 8 total trips up to the free throw line. Out of those shots, they have made 8 of 16, so a 50% shooting. Maggie Strothman taking a long two, rebound underneath by Maggie Strothman. Not only the offensive rebound, but goes up with it to make it back to a 6-point game, 19-13, 3:43 left to go here in the first half. With it, Mackenzie Baker, the 5'5" senior, looking out to her left. It's going to be a long two by Anna Gokul, and she misses. Rebound by Detweiler. She's got 5 rebounds on the game. She's stuck on the left pivot foot. Goes inside, and another point for Maggie Strothman. And Strothman just dominating the paint. Wherever she goes, the brush has followed. No one has been able to stop her here on these back-to-back possessions. And now Detweiler diving for the ball! and an absolute crash off to the side as Detweiler went for a dive. It swept the legs of a Tigers player. And ball gets popped up in the air, but it will stay here with the Tigers ball. Hey, that is actually the first foul of the game against Caitlin Detweiler. It kind of looks like a shoestring tackle was taken down the court. Hudgemeyer tries to take another three-point shot. She misses. It gets reset out to the perimeter from Addie Gokul for the Tigers, and they can't make much with the second-chance opportunity, and the Eagles take re-control of the ball with Natalie Strumpen, the 5'8" junior, with the ball. He throws it in. And I think I mentioned this at the beginning, but I'll mention it again. I got one of the greatest views I've had this season on a basketball court. I am right behind the baseline off the near side where right now it would be Washington County's offensive basket. I'm nearly right underneath the basket. It's off to the left in the corner, but I can see just about anything that happens off this near side. I could probably even shoot a three from this point as well. Axel Eagles turning the ball over once again on the far side of the court. It has now been 10 turnovers on the game for them. Just three in this quarter already, but they're still up here by 8, 21-13. They came into this quarter up by 8, 13-5. 2:15 left to go the half, and we'll see if that might count as a three, and it will. Brianna Gokul flashing her first three of the game. The Tigers, they have landed two threes in this game. The Eagles, they have not hit any. All the threes for the Tigers here coming from the second quarter. Just a second under 2 minutes left to go. The first half, 21-16, brought within a five-point game. Both these teams competing pretty hard. Again, these teams played earlier on in the season, where the Eagles won 41-33. Then the last matchup these two teams played, it was Washington County who was able to take the victory at 48-32. Long three-point shot by Natalie Strothman is missed, and the rebound got picked up by Anna Gunkel down the court. And now, underneath the basket, Mackenzie Baker could not get it to go in, and a jump ball in the Eagle nest. Ball will stay here with the Tigers. Anna Gunkel here to throw in. 5'8" sophomore. Looking out to her right, looking left, back to the right, three-point shot, opportunity, up and coming, and Addie Gokul could not get it to go in. Gokul to Gokul, and the Tigers turn it over. Washington County Tigers, with unofficially now 8 turnovers in the game, 3 in the quarter. Eagles 9 on the game and just 3 in the quarter as well. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-16. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, on Mount Highland, cc.edu. We'll have that in just a little bit. Axel Eagles with here another turnover on the game. They are now sitting at 11 turnovers. It was an offensive foul, and the offensive foul was played against Natalie Amadaris, the 5'6" senior, and she will go up for the first time tonight and shoot the free throw shots. But, of course, the goal is not just to shoot them, but it's also to make them. Mendez misses her first one, and she misses the second one. And the Eagles would almost have a chance to get the ball here off a rebound, but right as they nearly had it in their palms from Detweiler, it slips right out of the Eagles' talons, and it's back into the Tiger paws. As they have the possession, down by 5, 21-16. Hoover with it. She has to kick it out. It goes to the right to Baker. Baker back to Lutgemeyer. She tries the three-point shot again. After she made her first, she's missed the last two. Caitlin Detweiler with the rebound, takes it down the court. Detweiler now here with 6 rebounds on the game. Inside pass off Cosell, just throwing it up. And it just hits off the backboard. Not too close to the rim. Rebound was by Amadaris, the senior who came into the game for the first time the last couple minutes in this game. Now, block and a steal here for the Eagles for another turnover against the Tigers. They take it down the court, and we're going to get a jump ball on the far side. Plenty of turnovers here in the first half. This is again the Eagles with right now a total of 11 and the Tigers with 9. But the Tigers are down by 5, 21-16. Again, we'll have some more stats provided at the halftime, at our Highland Halftime Show. We'll have some more, also some sponsors. As again, we give a shout out to all of our TDL tournament sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfort. Also, a shout out to Blue Valley Technologies and Home, keeping you connected. The Tigers getting a throw from the Eagles. They get the ball right back. And here underneath, Jesse Hoover gets fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Again, I mentioned this already. Hoover, she had the game-tying point to go into OT last night. Right now, she's contributed with 4 boards on the game, but no points. We'll see if she can get on for the first time. And she misses. So Washington County now has missed 3 straight free throw shots. Keep in mind, they missed 6 straight at one point. And now they are missing 3 straight. And that streak comes to, yet again, another end. But Jesse Hoover going 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. 21-17, 4-point lead here for the Eagles. They've been driving for the last couple of minutes. See if they can get the points here to maybe end this quarter. The shot clock really hasn't bothered both teams or been too much of a factor. Both teams have been getting either shots off really early or they've turned it over really early down their possession. But there's 18 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds on the game clock of the half. Kaylin Detweiler is holding it, and I think the Axel Eagle girls are aware, hopefully are aware of both clocks because they only have 7 on the shot clock, so they do need to get it off. But trying to, they turn the ball over, and into the hands it goes to Dree Fent. Next, the Eagles head coach Riley Broshman's arguing a double dribble, not going to get it, and the Tigers will have a chance to end this half with a bucket. With 5 seconds left to go, bounce pass. 3-point shot by Almendarez could not be made. Rebound by Natalie Strothman will end the first half. It's 21-17, a TVL girls brawl. The Axel Eagles are up by 4, 21-17. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA for halftime coverage. We got 2 quarters left to go, 16 minutes combined. Up next after this game, keep in mind, we got the Onega boys taking on the Jonathan West boys. But we got one more half to finish. You're 92.1 KMZA. We're back in 3 minutes.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome here to a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online at highlandcc.edu. We got 16 minutes that have ticked off the clock, two quarters that have drained away here in the first girls matchup of the TVL bracket, Washington County Tigers, Class 1A Division 1 team against the Class 1A Division 2 team in the Axial Girls. Let's talk about this, and then we'll give a couple shout-outs to our sponsors who are helping us out today for the TVL tournament here down at Frankfort. But again, for the Axial Eagles, they are right now up by a score of 21-17 in that first quarter. They were up 13-5. So the Tigers, they had a total of 12 points scored in the second quarter. And then for the Axial Eagles, they only managed to put up 8 points total, as getting that number reduced down from 8-point lead coming out of the first quarter to now just a 4-point lead entering into what will be the second half, just up 21-17. Talk about some stats here. Washington County, 9 of 20 from the free throw line. The Eagles, 2 of 4. So when you talk about that just stat alone real quick, the Tigers have went on drought where they missed 6 straight. They missed 3 straight. Right now they have made 1 straight. They made their last one. The Axial Eagle girls, they are down 2 of 4. So both these teams kind of roughly shooting at 50%. But if you're the Axial Eagle girls, you want to start taking more opportunities to drive inside and get those chances up to the free throw line. You got a lot of great shooters down there on the court. Reagan Hazenkamp as well as Ava Broxman have both been shooting really phenomenal from the court side. So you'd like to have more of those. Excuse me, Axel is actually 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I forgot to count the one and one that was also there. But yeah, again, I still say this, the Axial Eagle girls, they have just been absolutely great so far in this game, except when you consider the rebound stats, where Washington County, they've out-rebounded the Tigers 16-11. The Tigers have out-rebounded the Eagles 16-11, and then the Tigers actually have 2 less turnovers than the Eagles, as the Axial girls have 11 turnovers just to 9 to the Tigers. And when I talk about that game on Tuesday, against Onega, the Axial Eagle girls had more rebounds than Onega, and they had less turnovers, but they still lost by 4. And here in this game, sorry, I just had to quickly catch a ball that came in. If I mentioned this earlier on in the game, I'm here sitting in the corner, so I'm going to get a couple of passes here on their side, and right there, Donovan Westwell, they're trying to get me involved. But boys game isn't until later, folks, so keep me here on the sideline for the girls game. But anyway, back to the actual coverage here of the halftime show. Again, Washington County Tigers, they have the more rebounds, but they have the less turnovers. So when you look at the stat sheet alone, they got more free throws. They have more threes. They have 2 threes, and Axial Eagles do not have 2 threes. They have 0. So out-rebounding, less turnovers, more threes, more free throw shots. How are they down right now, 21-17? Well, it comes down to the shot selection. Frankly, Eagles, they shot the lights out a little bit in that first quarter, you know, with the 13 points. Around the field, they were shooting pretty well. I'd say about 50%. Well, the Tigers, they were shooting 0% from around the field. They went like 0-6, 0-7 in that first quarter. They finally were able to get on that board in that second quarter with a couple shots from Mackenzie Baker. Right now, 7 points on the game. Gokul, she hit a 3-point shot in that second quarter, as well as Lydia Meyer, she also hit a 3-point shot. But again, the shot percentage just wasn't great for the Tigers. There was none for the Tigers, actually, in that first quarter. And that's why the second quarter, it was great that they were able to come in and get that dominating, to get this game a little bit closer for them. But as for the Eagles right now, they are having a lot of dominant players with Detweiler, who needs to kind of get back into this game. If you're the Eagles, she only got 4 points and 6 rebounds on the game. She hasn't had any points since that first quarter. Natalie Stroppin, same thing. She has 4 points, but only in that first quarter alone. But Maggie Stroppin, she's been taken away here. So again, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here for the second half. We got 16 minutes left to go, 2 quarters left to go, but real quick, let's run through some of our sponsors here from the TVL tournament. sponsors here that help support us on 92.1 KMZA. Cook & Company and Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. Also, shout-out to Lincoln Oil Company in Frankfurt, family-owned and operated since 1926. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Remember their upcoming filter sale, January 27th to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfurt, providing complete banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca. Service beyond the sale, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, and BND Buildings and Axel. From concept to completion, we have got you covered. And we've got you covered for the next two quarters and 16 minutes of girls' basketball. We're back in 2 minutes at 2.1 KMZA. Stay locked in. The Eagles are up 21-17.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of BND Buildings and Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. BND Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at BND Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. At 785-294-0147.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. For highlandcc.edu, and also a shout out to another sponsor here helping us out today for the TBL tournament, Denistine Bank and Bank of Highland. Quick turn over here by the Eagles, and oh, we got a quick flying Eagle coming in here. Reagan Hazenkamp nearly just gave me a heart attack. Thankfully, she did not dive straight into me. As I said, I am on the near corner here, and the Eagles, well, they just turned the ball right back over to the Tigers, but I just had a near heart attack as Hazenkamp was trying to save me from getting hit. So, shout out to Hazenkamp from the actual Eagles. She was trying to prevent the ball from going out of bounds, but then she almost went straight into my desk, kind of over here in this corner. But here are the Eagles going down the court this time, not trying to take me out, thankfully. This time they just go up and they get 2 points. 23-17. Tigers turning the ball right back over here to start this half. So the Tigers already with 10 turnovers on this game, the Eagles with 12. They had 11 from that first half. Detweiler, inside pass, kicks back out to Kostel to Hazenkamp. Now a deep three-point shot from the far side wing by Detweiler is missed, and a rebound will be picked up by Jesse Hoover. 6:44 here to go of the third quarter. It's 23-17. Ball out of bounds. The Tigers will have the throw in from Hoover. Now to the near side. Trying to get in at a Gokul from the top of the post. Looks like she missed. And the ball goes out of bounds. So after the missed shot, the Eagles will take over. 63-17. The Eagles, they have the lead up by 6-5. The Eagles are being out-rebounded, do have more turnovers, but again, it's their shots. Their shots have been what has kept them in this game. And the second chance opportunity, as Kaylin Detweiler gets the rebound and goes in for two. I talked about Detweiler at the half. She needs to get going. She only had 4 points in that first quarter. If you're the Eagles, you want a player like her to take back in the flight. And here she's got the first opening 4 points of the second half. Excuse me. That was not Caitlin Detweiler who scored that. That was Maggie Strothman. So Maggie Strothman, who had the 2 points, and went up to shoot an and one, but did miss. Eagles now shooting 3 of 6 on the game at 50%. Long three again by Ledger Meyer. She misses, and a rebound by Natalie Stroppen. Now 4 on the game. She's got 4 points, 4 rebounds. She's got a little bit of a combo meal going on, the 4-for-4 deal, but her, unfortunately, she's also got quite a bit of turnovers for herself, as Washington Tigers will take back over here. 13 turnovers in the game for the Eagles. Baker with it on the near wing. Kicking out to the left side. To Benz. Back up to the top now to Baker. Baker releases a three and it sinks. Baker now with 10 points on the game. Our first 10-point score here from night comes from the Tigers as they're down by 6. 25-19, 5:42 left to go. And Baker strips the ball away down the court. And she's got the layup. So where the Eagles come out and get 2 straight buckets. Now it's the Tigers who have gotten 2 straight buckets. All from Baker. It's a 4-point game, 25-21. Hazenkamp up to the top to Detweiler. Back up to Hazenkamp. She steps inside on a nice jump shot. It's a long two. It bangs off the rim. Flips up. Goes down all around. It's a 2 for the Eagles. Reagan Hazenkamp. 27-21. Inside pass for Washington. Nearly lost it, but Ledger Meyer re-gets the possession. After nearly turning it over. Baker has it. She's open for another three, but does not take it. And this time she lets it rip. Let's dive off the rim and picked up by Kaylin Detweiler, who on the game has 6 points and 8 rebounds. Going inside, Hazenkamp to Maggie Strothman, who went up to the free throw last time for an and one. Well, this time she'll have 2 shots from the line. And she gets fouled just a couple feet from the basket. Couple free throw shots up and coming here for Maggie Strothman. First one takes a ricket off the front of the rim. And falls off to the right. And the freshman will shoot another. And this time it will do about the same. This time just flopping off the back of the rim instead. So she goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Maggie Strothman. She's missed 3 straight free throw shots. And here, hitting another 3-pointer. No, they're going to say it was a long 2 for Mackenzie Baker. Kenzie Baker has been quite the hot shot here for the Tigers as she's got 14 points on the game. She started this game going 5-for-6 from the free throw line, but since then she's found greater scoring from, well, around the arc. And here she takes away another big time rebound. Mackenzie Baker, the 5-for-5 senior, she's got a sling on that right shoulder, but she's been slinging it all in down the court and stealing the ball away. There, but the Eagles, they get it right back. Ava Brockman, her first rebound of the game. Detweiler inside to Stroppen. Stroppen turns and shoots from the free throw line, and a rebound by Baker, and she will be fouled swiftly right after it. So for the Tigers, they have 3 straight buckets by Mackenzie Baker and 2 straight rebounds by her as well. She's the only one with boards and points here in this third quarter, and she has been absolutely dominating for the Tigers. 27-23. Still up by 4 is the Eagles. We have not seen a lead change yet here today. Long two, splash from Anna Gokul. That is her fifth point of the game, and now we have finally seen our closest score since the first quarter, 27-25. Long three-point shot here from Ava Brockman. She misses as it hits off the back of the rim, but a rebound by the Eagles creates a second-chance opportunity for Natalie Strawson to go up. She'll be fouled, and she'll see the free-throw line. The Eagles trying to look for more chances up there at the line. They've only been up there twice here in this third quarter. Well, now three times, as I should say, with this being the third from Natalie Strawson. As she makes her first, trying to make the second to put it to a four-point game. Next shot goes up, and the next shot does go in for Natalie Strawson as she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's got 6 points on the game and 4 boards. 29-25, 3:03 left to go on the deep corner now. Gokul, Anna Gokul, the sophomore, going inside, passing it to Addie Gokul, the senior. And it's going to be a foul underneath against the Eagles. So in this quarter, the Eagles now with 2 fouls and 3 that we committed against the Tigers. That foul was the third foul of the game against Maggie Strawson. Don't want a 5'10 freshman like her, who's so dominant underneath the paint, to foul out of this game. If you're the Eagles. The Tigers, you probably want her to foul this game, as right now you're able to get her out to the bench. As into the game will go Melina Stahlbaumer. And going 2 for 2 for the free throw line, Addie Gokul. All of her points have been from the free throw line. As she has shot 3 of 4. We're back in 60 seconds here after a quick timeout. The Eagles are up 29-27, up by 2. 2:56 to go left in the third quarter.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Games in at 2.1. Right now with it is the Axel Eagles. Jump ball. They're going to call the court underneath the basket. The possession will stay here for the Eagles to... Oh, no, it will actually change. They will give it to the Tigers. But the Eagles on this game have now a total of 14 turnovers. They're only up by 2, 29-27. Inside pass to Baker. Baker having to kick it out. 3-point shot. Looks to be off to the right from Gokul and a rebound by Kaylin Detweiler. Also, don't forget, the CDL tournament is brought to you by Onega Pharmacy. Right off Larence Street, stop in for the best trade line made around. Speaking about Onega, we'll have the boys game up next against Donovan West. Second chance opportunity here for the Eagles as Strawson gets a rebound. Trying to take a 3-point shot. Is Detweiler, she misses. She had 3 3-point shots on Tuesday, and right now she's 0 for 3 from around the perimeter today. 2 minutes left to go. The third is 29-27. The best shooter here for the Tigers has the ball. It's Baker. The Gokul. Off the rim. Rebound. Just throwing it up. And the possession will go to the Eagles with the final rebound by the 5'7 freshman, Ava Brockman. Maggie Strawson still on the bench right now. She's got 3 fouls on the game for the Eagles. And for her, they got some height with Ava Rochman, the 5'10 freshman as well. Trying to get another jump ball here. This one, it will stay with the Eagles. Clock right now stopped at 1:33 with and being 29-27. The Eagles will have it with 31 seconds on the shot clock as well on the offensive bucket throw-in. Here, off to the near side, a drive in by Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer banging off the rim. And that one will go right into Jamire's hands for her second rebound of the game. And down the court goes Gokul and a Gokul for the game. Tying score, 29-all. We're deadlocked in the third quarter at 106. Again, we have seen no lead changes in this game. But we talk about that halftime. The Eagles had less shots at the free throw line. They still have no threes compared to the Tigers. Three total threes on the game, being out-rebounded as well as they have more turnovers than the Tigers. But the shots for the Eagles have been going in up until the third quarter. Well, they're trying to rewrite that. With Kostel keeping the lead here for the Eagles as she extends it back out to a one-point lead. Off up to the free throw line here for the first time tonight. And she shoots one of two. And now we're down by one. Baker makes the rebound, her fifth of the game. She's also got 14 points. Can Baker be the one to take this lead? Well, there's a foul on the floor. It will be the third foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Also, the next foul committed by the Tigers will be double bonus. That is actually also the fourth foul against Audrey Kostel. So not only do the Eagles have one player with three fouls on the game, Maggie Stroppin, they also have another in Kostel who has four. And now the lead finally changes. But Anna Gokul, with the back-to-back points she has had, Addie Gokul, who goes up to the free throw line. So we have now seen our first lead change of the game at 5:42 in the third quarter. Or excuse me, 54.2. That would be an insane amount of time. But it's 31-30. The Tigers have taken their first lead here by one. With 50 seconds to go in the third. That while they're holding on to the ball. Near side pass. Long two-point shot by Hazenkamp. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say the Eagles. There's a near side foul here by the Tigers. So it will send play a Stahlbaumer up to the free throw line. It is also the fourth foul of the game against the 5'8 senior, Addie Gokul. So this fourth quarter is going to be a surefire, interesting quarter with so many players in foul trouble. Three events comes back into the game here for the Tigers and substitution for Addie Gokul. The game's now tied at 31-31. A chance to retake the lead for Stahlbaumer. And it looks like they're going to say the shot won't count, as on the near side, Ava Brockschmidt had a jump inside the lane. So Malia Stahlbaumer will only have a chance to shoot one free throw shot. Second one won't count. 31-all with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Baker with it on the far wing. She sinks to the three, goes to the triple options. We got a three-point shot from the deep wing from Almadarez, and we got a jump ball underneath the basket. Possession will stay for the Tigers with 20.9 seconds on the clock. Deadlocked at 31 apiece. Again, this what will be a TVL Brawl TVL tournament brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises, people, products, and knowledge. And if we're learning anything from this TVL tournament on our first call here, that things are going to be nothing but heat for all these teams. Again, the winner of this game will be playing Centralia on Monday at 6:15 p.m. in the primary gym as the seventh game. And it looks like right now the referees are just trying to get things figured out here. Possession will stay with the Tigers, and they will have a throw-in. And right after the throw-in, they turn the ball over with a kick. Tigers, 11 turnovers on the game. and the Eagles with 14. But it's 31-all. 19.6 seconds left to go. Axe Eagle girls looking to try to bounce back after their loss on Tuesday against Onega. Again, the Eagles, they won the last matchup against the Tigers 41-33 earlier on the season. It was actually their first game after the break. Bounce pass out to the right. 3 seconds to go in the corner. A long three from Nellie Stroppin could not be made. The rebound underneath by Kaelin Detweiler does not get called a foul. And we're going to head into the final quarter of play. Well, what could be the final quarter? Deadlocked at 31 apiece. We're back in 60, 19.1 KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA. Again, a thank you to all of our TVL tournament sponsors here today. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve. Here we start with the final 8 minutes left to go of this game. It's deadlocked at 31 apiece. At least the end of what would be regulation. And here a turnover to begin the first quarter. Baker down the court. She's got the assist and she gets it to Hoover. And Hoover has not touched the board since the first quarter. We've seen now 3 lead changes on this game. 2 came in the third quarter. 1, our first, coming in here to the final, as it's the Tigers with a 2-point lead, 33-31. The Eagles have at most played by behind by 2. Maggie Stroppin needing a rebound underneath the basket here and will go up and shoot 2 from the free throw line. And when I talk about positives for the Eagles, it's been 2 things. Shot selection and the opportunities they have taken advantage of. So the Tigers, yes, they've had more rebounds. Yes, they've had less turnovers. The Eagles have had more. But the Eagles have taken more advantage of those times up the free throw line or steals that transition or second chance opportunities for the rebound. And that has led to the success so far in this game. But right now, the gas, it is fading out. The Eagles trying to find the metal to the pedal. Pedal to the metal? That's the right word. Maggie Johnson goes 0 for 2 for the free throw line. As the Eagles have missed now 3 straight from the charity line. They are still down by 2, 33-31. Again, the largest the Eagles have trailed is by 2 in this game. And here, the Tigers will try to extend the lead with a 3-point shot, but it's off the left side of the backboard. But a nice pickup from Audrey Kossel, who's got 4 fouls on the game, mind you. So her next one she picks up, she will be fouled out of this game. Maggie Stroffman down low in the paint. She's got 3 so far. Allie Stroffman gets blocked from up top by Ludgemeyer, and DeMeyer goes down the court on the near side wing, back up to the top. It's Anna Gokul now with 3. That one's going to be way short by a mile. And, well, if you heard the crowd, you just heard the word airball, and that would not be an understatement. Not more of an understatement of really how far the ball is underneath the basket. 33-31. And there will be a 3-second lane violation here by the Eagles, so Tigers, we get the ball back. Eagles have now committed a total of 16 turnovers on the game. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. 6:27 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 33-31. The Tigers have the lead.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends.
After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tigers with the throw in here on the near side from Jesse Hoover. She's got the only points of the game. The ball goes right back to her as she dribbles it down the court and passes off to her left side. That's up top the perimeter to Baker. Now kicks right back out. Deep three! And it rattles in! Well, that's going to be a long two in third for Anna Gokul. Gokul now with 8 points on the game. Inside pass to Maggie Stroppin. She misses. And a rebound underneath. Diana Gogol, and they're going to call it travel against the Tigers. And the Eagles will have another chance underneath the offensive basket for themselves. They are now trailing by four, their largest deficit of the game, 35-31. Thrown in over the top, Sistall Bomber, and it looks like we're going to see a whistle stoppage. There is a turnover on the court. Must have been an offensive call. Offensive foul call. We'll see. Looks like it was. This is the fourth foul of the game. I think they got the name. I'm not sure who is supposed to have that fourth foul. There's not a number 11 here for the Eagles that is on the court, but regardless, the Tigers have the ball, and here goes Anna Gokul down the court once again. Scoring. Now the largest lead for Washington County, up by 6, 37-31. Reminder, these two teams, they split last year in games in the two games they did play. It was the Axe Eagles who won the first game, and the Tigers who won the second. And, well, if anything is going to work out the similar fashion here in 2025, it was the Axles who won the first game. The Eagles won the first game this season, and the Tigers right now on pace to win the second. But the Eagles are competing here in the second half in the final quarter. But they're still looking for their first points of the fourth, just 2 minutes and 39 seconds into it. And they will find their first points here from the free throw line in this quarter from Natalie Stroffman, who now on the game has 7 points total and 5 rebounds. I'll see if she can draw this to a 4-point game. And she can. Ice in the veins, some clutch free throws in this quarter. And we got another full timeout. We're back in 60. 37-33, the Tigers have the lead. 5:21 to go in the fourth.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money. And they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, here is a throw-in here from the Tigers. It will be a throw-in for the Tigers. Jesse Hoover, I think they might have called her initially on stepping out of the baseline, but they recalled the call and let her throw it right back in. So the Tigers down the court here. Hoover to the inside, pass to Gokul, and a block steal for Becky Troppin. Down the court now, raising him. Out the near side, pass, deep three, off the rim for Ava Brockstrom. But the recovery underneath by Natalie Stroppin, who's got the only 4 points of the quarter for the Eagles, and they're only down by two, 37-35. Crowds in it now, and Stroppin's got a steal, but it's turned right back over to the Tigers. Both teams, back-to-back turnovers. Baseline drive, Gokul kicks it out to the near side wing, back up to the top of the perimeter, reset by Baker. Baker, the drive to the right, she's got a screen, to the deep corner. On the pass, Ludgermeyer now escapes, the ball is free on the court. Picked up off the pivot by Laughlin. And the possession here will stick with the Tigers as the ball gets knocked out of bounds by Stroppin. And for the first time this game, we see the 5'5 junior, Jaden Laughlin, come into this game. Again, both teams are extremely foul trouble. We got a lot of players on the court, a big block underneath. Mackenzie Baker absolutely denied by the Eagles wing, and the ball goes out of bounds for a turnover. And the Eagles are excited and ecstatic as they head in to what is the final 4-12 left to go of regulation, down by two. They have had the consecutive points here to bring it to a two-point game, 37-35, deep corner, drive inside, and looks like 3 seconds in the lane. Turnover by the Eagles, and you see momentum building up for the Eagles, but even when momentum is at a high, you gotta calm the emotions down and realize the fundamentals of the game. You can't be in the lane. That right there, a crucial turnover. Down the court, second chance opportunity for Ludgermeyer. And they're gonna get the call, the Eagles! They're gonna call it a charge! You saw the left side of the gym, and the Tigers get up and excited for the initial call, and then Coach Bradley Brockstrom states his points down the field, and that's where the Eagles will be heading off the offensive foul to turn it over, and Natalie drops it up from the post, hits it to tie the game at 37 apiece. Natalie Stroppin 6 points straight to get the Eagles back in scoring position, and then the Tigers will be fouled underneath the basket from Ludgermeyer, and she'll go up and shoot two with a chance to extend this, or to regain the lead. Excuse me, it was Ludgermeyer who passed to Addy Gokul underneath the basket, and Gokul will have a chance to go up and shoot two. Hostel getting ready here for the Eagles to come back in this game. And the first free throw shot from Addy Gokul, well, it's far from ice, and the veins might be a little too cold as she misses the backboard completely off to the left. Audrey Kostel comes into this game for Maggie Strothman. Kostel with 4 fouls on this game, a chance to foul out, and unbelievable! Addy Gokul misses both free throw shots, and none other than Strothman makes the rebound. Near side pass, ball out of bounds! And Hoover almost made an incredible play onto the sideline. Trying to get a steal, but unfortunately, the toe was out of bounds. For Ravens fans, I'm sure they don't like to hear that. Ball goes underneath, and going up to shoot two will be Natalie Stroppin. Natalie Stroppin, what an incredible quarter for the 5'8 junior who averages 12 points per game, putting the team on her back. She's got 12 points in this one. She's also got 6 rebounds. I'm going to quiet down a little bit here, though, to give her some chances. As I can tell, screaming as the loudest person here on the court does not make anyone's anxiety any easier with 3:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. Shot goes up, and a shot goes in! The fourth lead change of the game to the Axel Eagles. A chance to extend, 38-37. Allie Stroman looking to shoot another. Next shot goes up, and the next shot goes in! Oh, they're going to say it did not go in. Well, it did, but they're going to say it did not count, as that is another violation. And the Eagles have actually committed 2 lane violations during a free throw shot in this game. It's actually been on the last 2 straight ones as well. And Allie Strothman here with just 7 points alone in this quarter. And now 38-37. And the Tigers will go back up to the free throw line. And Jesse Hoover. And depending on who they call that foul on, that is major. I also have to mention that the Tigers, Addy Gokul has actually fouled out of this game with five fouls. First foul of the game, though, from Natalie Strawson, and that's the player from the Eagles. You are really happy that isn't in foul trouble. Hostile, she is actually also in foul trouble. She heads the bench, but she's not technically fouled out yet. She's got four fouls in this game, though. The game now taking the lead here. Back-to-back free throw shots made by Jesse Hoover. So now our fifth lead change of the game, 39-38 with three left to go in the fourth quarter. Back up to the top here, holding it to the chest level, inside pass, Maggie Stroffen turning around. She is fouled and will go up and shoot two. Try to capture the end one, but not quite to get it into the contact, but Maggie Stroffen, the 5'10 freshman, will have a chance to tie this game. Shot goes up and shot goes in. Had to be a little quieter than it, because you could hear a penny drop from around the gym. If anyone knows me, I'm definitely louder than a penny. So here, again, the game is now tied at 39-39. Strawson sets up for her next free throw shot. Shot goes up, and shot goes in. Our sixth lead change of the game. All lead changes coming from the free throw line. We got a full timeout, 60 seconds. Everybody, take some time to breathe. We got 2:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Eagles are up by 40, up 40-39.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is 92.1 KMZA, 40-39. The Eagles lead, 2:44 left to go in the fourth quarter. Baker with it. Baker out to her right side, nearly turning the ball over. Laughlin passing it to her right to Luttenmeyer, and a rebound underneath the basket by Bent. Keeps this possession alive for the Tigers, and it looks like a foul committed by the Eagles will send a Tiger up to the line, because that will be the, it's not quite double bonus, but that will be a shot. Not quite a shot foul, so I'm not quite sure why they put up the two fingers. But I think the referee did retract that and just called it an on-the-ground foul. But in double bonus is the Tigers. The Eagles have still one more foul to give. And that will be the fourth foul called against the Eagles as Jesse Hoover is hit to the ground. 2:17 to go in the fourth. A chance to tie the game for Hoover. And she does. Hoover had the last free throw attempt here for the Tigers, and she went 2 of 2 to take the lead of the game. Here she has the same opportunity. Hoover up, and Hoover in. 7 points on the game for the 5'6 senior, Jesse Hoover. It's 41-40. Our seventh lead change of the game, 2:11 to go. Maggie Stroffen inside, working through the defenders, and goes up for two. And the last 4 points of this game has been Jesse Hoover with four for two, Maggie Stroffen with two, Hoover with two, and Stroffen with two. And that is our eighth lead change of the game. We're back in 30 on 92.1. Game's 42-41.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to our TVL tournament coverage here on Kansaland Airlines. I'm here, Captain Kurt is speaking. Captain Kurt back in studio, and let me tell you, on our first trip this fine morning, it's been absolutely incredible. It's the Eagles who are soaring alongside the plane right now with the lead, 42-41. Eagles, they just took the eighth lead, changing the game, and right after they took a timeout. This TVL tournament has been brought to you by Farmers State Bank and Onega. Modern banking, timeless values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Jump shot by Hoover to try to take the lead of the game. The ball on the ground. They're going to say it stays here with the Tigers as it goes out of bounds. So before the timeout, like I mentioned, it has been Hoover 2, Maggie 2, Hoover 2, and Maggie 2. They've responded both ways to each other. And Hoover tries to go up. And Stroppin makes the rebound. So you got the freshman battling the senior in this fourth quarter. But right after the Eagles get the ball, they will turn it right back over. They have six turnovers on this quarter. On the game, they have 20 turnovers total unofficially. Hoover bounce passing out to the right to Baker. Back to Hoover, a three off the rim. And they're going to say it will be a foul. Well, just seeing what they're called here. And it will be a foul against the Tigers. Just have to get that confirmation there. It was a offensive foul, so that will be a turnover for the Tigers. And that allows Stroppin to go up to the line and shoot two. That's also the second foul of the game by Drew Pence. So Stroppin with a chance to extend this lead. And the first free throw shot does not go in. And keep in mind, Stroppin this quarter has been great. She got this quarter going, and it's been Maggie Stroppin on the last 4 points. Now he misses his first free throw shot. Still just a one-point game. Goes up to try to make the second, and she does. The Eagles up by 2, 43-41. A minute 32 left to go in regulation. Baker to the right. Can the Eagles bounce back this Saturday and get their first win of the TVL tournament? And Maggie Stroppin, like candy from a baby, steals the ball. She's had multiple of those in Stroppin. She's got three fouls in this game, but she has stayed out of foul trouble since that third quarter. Detweiler, a three from the deep, almost made by Broxman, but rebounded by Detweiler, and Detweiler is fouled and will go up and shoot two. Incredible reaction by the freshman in Detweiler to see that three, recognize where it's going to go off the backboard, be right there under in preparation, get it, take a step inside, couldn't get the layup drive, but gets fouled and will go up and shoot two. And Detweiler, she nails the first one. 7 points on the game for the young freshman. She's also got more than 10 rebounds on this game. Five rebounds in the second half and six in the first. She's got 11 total. And the freshman with ice in her veins hits both free throw shots here for the Eagles to extend it to a 4-point game, 45-41. And a timeout will be taken by Bradley Broxman, third year head coach. She's going to settle down his defense. With 1 minute and 2 seconds left of this game. 35 on the shot clock. We're back in 30 on 19.1 KMTA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if anyone knows me by now, and you've been an active tuner at 19.1 KMTA, when a game is close down to the wire, I'm balancing on it because I want to stand up and I want to be excited into this game because you should too. It's 45-41. The Axel Eagles are up by four. They have had the last 5 straight points of this game. to take the lead. Up by four, 45-41 is the score, but there's 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the clock for the Washington County Tigers. Keep in mind, these two teams, they went 1-1 against each other last year. The year prior, Washington County swept the Eagles 2-0. Inside, Hoover, and Hoover goes in for two. And right after Hoover does what Hoover does, another timeout is taken. This one also a full. We'll take here a 30-second break. We'll be right back to talk about the last minute of this game. 45-43. The Eagles still lead.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to TVL Tournament coverage brought to you by M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfurt. Here we are, the last 50 seconds left of this game, possibly 45-43. The Eagles have the ball. They have the lead. And another timeout taken by Bradley Brockstrom has stuck into the corner is Ava Brockstrom. All right, we're going to keep things here now, here on 92.1 KMZA. I got the go, so we're going to stay here. It's 45-43. But again, a quick shout out to our sponsors, yours and for us today, and Blue Valley Technologies at home, keeping you connected. And then Cook & Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. And talking about doors, opening the door wide open has been the Eagles in this fourth quarter. Now, they left the door wide open, a little strict for the Tigers, and the Tigers put a paw inside. They walked in, but the Eagles are trying to shut them right back out. The Eagles have been dominant in this fourth quarter. They came out strong. Both teams came in 31-31 into this quarter. So far, the Eagles have scored 14 points in the quarter, and for the Tigers, they have scored 12. This one's been a well-balanced one. Natalie Stroppin in this quarter alone, 7 points for the Eagles. Jet Wiley with 2 points, Maggie Stroppin with four. They took things over to the Tigers. It has been led so far by just two players, Anna Goko with four and Jesse Hoover with 8 points on the game. And we saw what the Tigers did last night. It was Jesse Hoover who had that game-tying score to go in overtime. Can she do it two nights in a row? Can Lightning strike twice? Well, her number is number two, so we'll see what Hoover can do. 41.9 seconds left to go of the quarter. The ball is getting pinballed around, and it is stolen by the Tigers. Tigers possession. Down the court. Down by two. 45-43. 30 seconds left to go. The ball's on the ground. It's getting fought for. It looks like we're going to get a jump ball. Possession will go to the Axel Eagles. And the Washington County Tigers have turned the ball a total of 17 times unofficially on this game. They turned the ball over with an offensive foul. It is the third foul game committed by Jordan Drew Pence. And that foul will put the Eagles on to a double bonus. Chance up to the free throw line, and Reagan Hazenkamp, the freshman, will go up and shoot two. She makes her first one to make it a three-point game. And she could not make the second. So only up by a three-point shot as it stands. Hoover driving inside off the backboard on the ground. The ball's rolling all around. They're going to call it a kick against the Eagles. 16.5 seconds to go here in the fourth. 46-43. The Tigers may have to prep for a three-point shot depending on the time here of this possession. Obviously, the shot clock not a factor, and the shot clock actually hadn't been a factor this entire game. Hoover spinning around, trying to go up for two. It's on the ground. It's going to be taken away by the Eagles on a rebound. Ball up in the air. Washington County has the foul, and they finally do. With 2.1 seconds left to go, 46-43. a free throw shot here from the freshman, Caitlin Detweiler, could end this game. Last time up, she went 2 of 2. And that should end the game! The Eagles coming away, but there is 2.1 seconds. There is a chance if you do foul the three-point shooter, but Detweiler could technically put it away here. She does not, and with time, that will expire. But oh my gosh, that was almost a half-court shot to end the game. Now that would have been really cool, even if the Tigers still didn't lose by one. But regardless, the Tigers, with the clutch free throw shots from Caitlin Detweiler in this quarter, from Strothman, both Strothman, Dally Strothman and Maggie Strothman, the Eagles soar their way to a second game win here against the Tigers on the season, and their first win of the TVL tournament. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Final score, 47-43. The actual Eagles beat Washington County.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might as well Friday.
Tiles win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome here to the postgame show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best of the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit BankwithFarmers.com. Quickly, let's get it out of the way. Our Player of the Game going to Natalie Stroppen, the 5'8 junior. He finished with 14 points on the game. She had 4 points in that first half in the first quarter alone, but she got going in that second half, specifically that final quarter. In that final quarter, she had 8 points, 8 of her total of 14. She had, of course, the 6 other points in the other 3 quarters, but it was that fourth quarter performance that was able to get this Eagles back into ignition. The keys started and the wheels are turning. You also got to credit there Maggie Strothman, who also had 4 points in that half to get that bounce back and forth between the Eagles and the Washington County Tigers. Costa Push with 3 points on the game. Maggie Strothman finished with 4. Hazy Camp with 6. Detweiler finished with 9. Stroppman, Natalie Stroppman with 14. Lily Selbaumer with 1. Ava Broxton with 2. Avery Blissing with 2. For the scorers from the Tigers, Addie Gokul with 5. Mackenzie Baker had an absolute insane night with 14 points. Jesse Hooper with 7. And Gokul with 11. And Maggie Litchmeyer with 5. And also credit to Detweiler, not only finishing 9 points on the game, but finishing with 11 rebounds. Nearly a double-double there for the young freshman. But again, we kind of summarize this game. We talk about this game. The Eagles, they did have more turnovers. They had 22 compared to the Tigers, 18. And at one point, the Eagles were being out-rebounded at the end of the first half. They were being out-rebounded, especially about 16-11. But since then, they out-rebounded the Tigers, 26-24. Unofficial stats there, but roughly about right. The Eagles being able to step up in the second half underneath the basket, taking a chance at the second opportunity. Now, the bigger thing on this game is that the Eagles, they did not make a single three-point shot in this game. They made plenty against the Onega Buffaloes, still with the loss, though, on Tuesday. But they made 0 today. The Tigers, they made 3 total three-point shots, and they made a couple of long twos as well. Washington County made 15 free-throw shots, where the actual Eagles, they hit 12. They went 12 of 20. Good shooting percentage there. The actual Eagles, again, they only had about 5 free-throw shots from the entirety of the first half. So when I was talking about some goals, the biggest goal was to try to get to the free throw line in the second half. And they took that advantage in the fourth quarter to heart, and they took the game. It was 13-5 coming out of the first quarter, 21-17 coming out of halftime, 31-31 deadlock into the fourth, and the final 47-43 as the Eagles outscored the Tigers in the fourth quarter, 16-12. Upcoming here, again, our next game up, Onega versus Donovan West. The boys will have that game previewed in a couple of minutes. But as for this one, again, the Axel Eagle girls now improved to 5-4 on this season, and the Washington Tiger girls will drop to 4-6 as the Eagle girls will now go on to play Centralia at 6:15 p.m. in the primary gym on Monday for the seventh game. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to 92.1 Games. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for the boys' coverage. Here, again, it's the Onega Buffaloes stampeding on to try to take on the Donovan West, the Mustangs.